Okay, so finding balance, a practical guide to weight loss after 40 without fad diets. So in this episode, we'll explore how to loosen our grip from strict diet rules and diet culture while still achieving our ideal healthy weight goals through health, wellness, and nutrition coaching. It's crucial, especially for those over 40, to avoid quick fixes and fad diets as they can negatively impact our overall long-term health. And obviously they can have an effect on anyone, but especially over 40, it's a lot more detrimental for us. And to be kind to ourselves when we feel like life is dragging us along in every direction, but where we want to be. So the fact that we need to lose weight is often the first thing that will alert us that we need to do something about our health. But how are we going to do that without going on a bloody diet? So like, well, I'm going to do it, Gem. I can't do it without dieting. Okay, so the way I work is influenced by extensive nutrition studies that show how certain nutrients and foods can greatly improve our overall health, and I base my practice on the intuitive eating principles. So prescriptive usual diets involve specific meal plans, restrictions leading to risks like non-adherence, negative self-perception, lack of flexibility, and potential development of disordered eating behaviours in the long run. So, however, I do continue to assist clients dealing with various health conditions. So if you do have a specific diet you follow for a diagnosed condition, I accommodate you as an individual. But today we will focus on losing weight without resorting to mainstream fad diets and how we can do that. Because the only way we have been conditioned to lose weight is to go on a random diet, right? It sounds so confusing, but at the same time, a dream come true. Not having to diet, but still lose weight. Woohoo! It's definitely not easy, as the one-size-fits-all diet rules that we are used to are easier to implement and at the start of a journey. And the marketing hooks us in with all these false promises and smoke screens and trickery and fools us time after time, year after year. But the problem is we know they are not sustainable in our hearts or after all these years and of trying them and not getting anywhere long term or seeing sustainable change. And that's why embracing a more personalised, science-based, intuitive eating approach to nutrition is better for us in the long run. Diet culture has got an invisible chokehold on most of us, myself included, and it's really hard to know what's the best thing to do, where to start, and even how that grip is loosened. And even when that grip is loosened and we relearn that fad diets do not work. At times, even with good intentions and all the will in the world, the truth is we might not be ready to embark on a weight loss journey straight away. Even though we need to lose weight, and that's completely fine. Because when we force ourselves into these diets, it's inevitably going to go tits up after a few days or weeks if we are not prepared mentally and spiritually. And that's why I always have an initial consultation with my clients to figure out what is going on, where, you know, before anything's paid or anything like that. What is going on? Where are you at? And if we are going to be able to work together at this moment in time. Health coaching extends way beyond just weight loss. So many clients of mine initially seek help for weight loss, but we end up starting with their emotional and spiritual health, even starting with what seems like the simplest of goals that we could have done ourselves, such as organising spaces like cluttered rooms or decorating a bathroom that's been neglected for years. Selling a car, looking for a new job, starting an art project, or getting out of a toxic relationship before they are ready to make any dietary or physical changes. This highlights the versatility of health, wellness, and nutrition coaching when it comes to weight loss, because the focus is on overall well-being, the pressure is off. Whether it's mental, spiritual, or physical improvements, regardless of the order in which they occur, weight loss should never be the primary focus for your whole health. And the ethos of my practice is whole health. Nevertheless, we cannot ignore the significant impact of our diet on our overall health. What we consume does greatly affect our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It's an unavoidable connection. So once the other goals are worked on or started to work on, it will eventually come around to the physical. And that's usually when you are naturally ready to fully commit, and you will get the best out of health, wellness, and nutrition coaching, and be able to lose weight without dieting with support and accountability of your coach. So just a little bit about me and my goals and how I am always on the journey to health, and that it is not linear, and that's okay. Sometimes as we learn new habits, we take one step forward, two steps back, and that's okay. So I have put on weight in this school holidays because, being a solo mum, my priorities have been, well, definitely not me. So my eating has been all over the place. I am the only one that has took the piss with the tuck shop in the house, and I have been completely out of my routine. I had all the best intentions this holiday, but I'm off the wagon and I'm rolling in the mud, and that's okay. Us coaches are human too, and we can laugh about it and we can get back on track. It's the accountability and just the moving forward that's important. So I personally need some sort of routine, because like most of us over 40, we have so many commitments from friends, partners, children, and aging parents. It's hard to prioritize ourselves. So having goals and accountability helps us to make time for ourselves and our goals. So in a month, after the children return to school and college, I am embarking on my personal trainer goal for myself, and to complement my private practice for my clients who are already excited about the ripple effect it's going to have on them. I often emphasize to my clients how important micro goals and big goals combined are, and they are especially crucial after the age of 40, because the connection with our weight loss journey is closely related to other things going on in our lives. And if we don't make that connection, we can end up blaming ourselves, going around in circles, yo-yo dieting, and thinking we have failed, when that's not the case at all. So the takeaway from this podcast is to nurture a positive relationship with food that takes into account various situations in which eating happens for us as an individual. So instead of following strict diets, the key lies in being flexible, self-aware, and gradually making realistic adjustments in your life to support your whole health. So by following this approach, you can begin a path towards improved health and wellness that is lasting, adaptable, and tailored to your individual requirements and situation. So it might not be the quick fix that you were looking for, but in the long run, you won't ever have to diet again. Feel free to book a virtual coffee with me to ask questions, or a free 60-minute gift session if you want to learn more and experience a session. I welcome new clients who are curious how health, wellness, and nutrition coaching can support them. I am based in Manchester, Cheshire. I have in-person and online appointments all over the world, and in-person Sale, Hale, and Altrincham. So, and if you want to learn more about intuitive eating that was mentioned in this episode, I have a workbook on the website with a breakdown of the key principles. So you can download that for free and just have a little look and the feel of what it means to you. Because obviously with us being 40, most of us that listen to this podcast, we have been trapped in diet culture, and it is hard for us to think of any other way of losing weight but dieting. So I will pop everything in the show notes, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can find more information about what has been discussed in the show notes and on my website, complexhealthcoach.uk. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a comment or review, and I will see you in the next.